Hello, and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford. Today, Lauder student Julia Stock will be discussing her experience with her Lauder summer immersion. Julia, are you ready to get started?
Yes. Thank you for having me here, Danielle.
Awesome. Okay, so first off, can you tell me a bit about yourself, some of your background and work experience and such?
Sure. So I'm Brazilian from Rio de Janeiro, and I have a bit of a diverse background. I've done a little bit of everything. I started like my career as an artist. I used to be a ballet dancer. Then unfortunately I had an injury and I had to change everything and I decided to be an engineer. So I became a petroleum engineer, worked in the industry for a while and then fell in love for business. So I became a consultant. I worked with McKinsey in Rio before coming here to Wharton.
Awesome. Thank you. When you were in Rio, how did you learn about the Lauder program?
The first time I heard about the Lauder program was from an alum at McKinsey. He was trying to sell me into Wharton, and he mentioned the Lauder program. He was like, Julia, you've traveled around a lot, and so I think you have the profile, you'll like it, you'll enjoy it. So that was the first time. And then when I was doing some research on the schools, I accessed the Lauder website, and I really read more about the program, what were the different possibilities, the different tracks available, and I really kind of fell in love with the program.
Great to hear. What made you apply to both Wharton and Lauder, not just Wharton only?
Well, it was really the global perspective of the program. I felt that a liberal arts degree would enrich my business degree, and that overall I would end up having a broader perspective and that would help me in my future career. At first, I have to say I was a bit intimidated by the program. When I was looking at the website, I was thinking, oh my God, can I get in? Can I not, you know? But by the end, I talked with a lot of current students. They really explained to me how the program worked and they really helped me build a competitive application.
Well, we're happy you're here. And next, can you tell me about your interest in Africa and why you decided to study this region along with your French language?
Sure. I think that anyone who is interested on having a global impact or on understanding global dynamics should be interested in Africa. The continent has many of the fastest growing countries in the world and is just full of opportunities, really. So as I come from the commodities and energy industry, I felt it was something that I was lacking, very honestly. I had a lot of focus on the European, the US market, the Brazilian market, Latin America market, but not on the Africa market. For me, it was really a way to broaden my knowledge. From the French perspective is really the cultural aspect of the continent. So in order to do business in Africa and in order to understand the continent, you need to know French. You cannot operate in West Africa without French.
For my next question, many prospective applicants are interested about the day-to-day aspects of the summer immersion. So can you go into detail about your 8 weeks in Africa?
Sure. So first of all, it's important to know that the summer immersion is divided in two sections. So the first part is the language component. We spend 5 weeks learning French and the culture of the countries. And the second part is the regional component, where we spend a lot of time understanding the African continent and other countries, not French-speaking countries. So the schedule was really, really packed. During the language component, we went to Senegal and Ivory Coast, and we spent a lot of time understanding the language and culture. So the schedule would be every week we would have a theme and all our classes will be based on that particular theme. Let's say we could discuss the informal sector in Senegal, or we could also discuss the economic transactions between African countries. So we would choose a theme and then we would have a French grammar class about it. We would have a communications workshop and really try to develop language skills. After a morning full of classes, we'll have a lot of conferences in the afternoon and also local visits. So, for example, when we were in Senegal, we had a conference on terrorism and how it impacted the African economy. We had a conference on migration and why young Africans were leaving the continent and trying to build a better life for their families. We visited an agricultural entrepreneur. He was producing mangoes and he was thriving in his business. It really gives us a very good sense on how it is to make business there, how life is there, and ultimately what we can do to impact it and change it. And then for the regional component, it was more intense on a logistic way. We went to Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa in 3 weeks. We focused a lot on visiting companies and policymakers and really trying to have a broader view. So, for example, when we went to Kenya, we spent an entire day on the Siaya County, where we met the first lady of the county, and she would talk to us about the challenges the local population faced, the work she was doing with young girls, helping them with dealing with health issues, etc. And it's very fun, but we got to meet Obama's grandmother. I think that was very nice, especially being a Brazilian. I never thought I would meet someone with that much influence, so that was very nice too. Another example that I really enjoyed was in Nigeria. We visited the Eco Atlantic company. They were building an entire new neighborhood in Lagos, and that was a space where we could have a very important and very a deep talk about how to deal with megacities, how to deal with the challenges that urbanization can bring, and how to solve them in the most effective and also inclusive way.
Thank you for those specific examples. I know you just started the Lauder program in early May 2018, but can you tell us a little bit about the Lauder coursework and the community of students?
Sure. First of all, the community is great, really. For me, it's one of the most important assets of Lauder, and it's one asset that I will carry for my career after and for my life after Lauder. And the community is great because, first of all, it's a very tight community. We all arrive here in May, so before MBA classes start, and we are really able to build like a bond and a connection with our classmates. We arrive here, you have this intense month studying with them, and then we leave to our summer immersions and then spend another 2 months with them. So by the end of the third month, when Wharton starts, we already have very good friends. We already have like a network and a community, really. And that was particularly important as an international because I moved in to the U.S. for Lauder and for Wharton. And so it was very good to have a safe space. Building on that, so we really feel this family ambience. We even have a word for this, which is like Lauder love. Could sound a bit cheesy, but it's so true. I love that. And what's important is that this family ambience really continues with the alumni network. So after we leave, up to today, all the emails I sent to the alumni, all of those emails were responded, which is great, really. And I think that we make a very good job on maintaining these relationships. So, for example, last week we had the Lauder Institute Challenge Gala. And many alums came, and so that was very, very nice. We could talk to them, they could share their experience. And not only that, Ronald Lauder himself came. Also shows for how much involved the Lauder family is. And about the course load, it is very intense. It is true. But honestly, it's perfectly manageable because part of the requirements are done before the MBA starts, so that helps already. And then it's really about prioritizing. You'll have 2 extra classes per week, which is heavy, but not too much. And then you just really need to plan in advance.
Those are some great tips. Now next, can you tell us about your short-term and your long-term career plans and how both Wharton and Lauder programs fit into these objectives?
Sure. I have a passion for bringing development or maybe promoting development on emerging markets. And I chose to do it through the energy and commodity sector. So my career goals involve achieving those challenges. I was a consultant. I will go back to McKinsey when I leave. And who knows what the future holds. But to the point on how Lauder can help me with that, this is an industry, a globalized industry, that where in order to take sound decisions and robust decisions, you need to consider not only the financial and business aspects, but also the geopolitical and economical aspects. So I think my degree will bring me a big advantage.
Julia, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us at lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.